This is a Fullmetal Alchemist Untitled Tumblr Fic, wherein Al's seal facilitates body swaps. Written by Shannon Storyteller and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairings of Al Winry and Ed Roy. With additional tags for Tumblr Fic, Not Fic, Alternate Universe. Recorded in a hotel room in Disney World. Live audience is Sweden.
Hi!
FMA fic idea. Ed literally cannot deal with his brother stuck in a suit of armor for years and years. It hurts him more than losing his limbs in Autumn Hill ever could. He wishes over and over again that he could give his body to Al. Then he goes, light bulb! And so, during that year that he's recovering, he studies and studies, and they all think it's to get Al's body back, but not quite. And like 6 months in, he's like, okay, I think I've figured it out. And he can kind of stand and walk around and whatnot, so he's like, Al, come here, I'm gonna try something. They're all like, and Ed tugs down his pants, and on his hip is a scar. A very familiar, precise scar. Ed has carved Al's seal into his flesh, then let it heal, and done again and again until it had scarred just like he'd wanted it to. Winry screams and threatens to strangle him, and Ed is like, please stop, and Al gets it then. And if he could cry, he would. And he asks Ed over and over again if he's sure, and Ed just tells him to shut up, claps his hands together, and presses them to Al's seal. Then, next thing he knows, he's staring down at himself, and the first thing he says is, I am short. And is immediately horrified, and the first thing Al does is throw himself down on the ground to feel grass between his fingers, and hugs Winry to feel skin, and now he is crying, because he can. And so this is how they survive this, by sharing Ed's body between them. Ed tried to say it should be 50-50, but Al refused, so Ed is in his own body for 2 weeks, and then Al is in it for 1 week, and they don't tell anyone because they're not insane. And when Ed's sleeping weird places or eating a ton, it's actually usually Al. Their wildly different personalities would be a problem, except that they're still children and, like, twins who switch places. They get a giant kick out of it. Al pretending to be loud and angry and having a flyaway temper. And it's all Ed can do to go chasing after Al, shouting, brother! Trying to act disapproving, but inside he is laughing so damn much. There's no negative effects. Nothing goes wrong. They don't know this, but it's actually helping, because their souls gain a stronger connection, and Ed's body spends a whole lot more time sleeping and eating than it would otherwise, so Al's body is actually getting a reasonable-ish amount of nutrients and sleep behind the gate. Also, every time Ed switches their souls, it's like he's renewing the seal, so Al's soul never gets loose and isn't going to be rejected from the armor. Then Al remembers the gate, and can do hands-free alchemy, which is awesome, because now they can go into battle in each other's bodies, when before they always needed to hastily switch back, otherwise people would start asking questions. It becomes something so easy and natural between them, and more than once, Ed's been up late studying with his eyelids drooping, exhausted past the point of reason but unwilling to stop, and he just goes, Al, come here, sleep for me so I can finish this book. And Al loves sleeping, so he's like, fuck yeah. Al doesn't need to make a list of things to eat and experiences to do, because he gets to experience them all. It's just, you know, keeping up a timeshare of his brother's body isn't realistic, and he'd really like his own back, thanks. And they don't have secrets, obviously. Can't when they spend half the time running around in each other's bodies. Except Ed kind of develops a crush on Mustang, and Roy's confused with all these mixed signals. Because sometimes Ed looks at him like he wants to eat him, and other times there's nothing. But one day, Ed says, screw this. And he and Roy end up making out and all that, and kind of, sort of, start a relationship-ish. And Ed means to tell Al. He does. He just can't bring himself to. So it's 2 weeks of dating Roy, and he switches their bodies, and still hasn't told him. They're spending the day away from base, so Ed doesn't worry about it. It's like, okay, I'll tell Al tomorrow. This is not a big deal. I can handle this. Except they're, I don't know, in the market or the library or something, and Roy sees Ed, and internally is like, Ed! Ed, Ed, Ed! Heart, heart, heart! But he has to pretend to be cool. So he corners Ed and kisses him, and is shocked and hurt when Ed pushes him away, and Ed just stares at him for a long moment before howling, oh my god, you and brother are dating? And they don't call Roy a genius for nothing. So he's like, Alphonse? And Ed goes really pale, and then Al's armor rounds the corner like, brother, what's wrong? I heard you yell. And he sees them and goes, oh shit. And Roy is like, Edward? And it's like, oh, fuck. After about 5 years of playing this game, they've been caught. And so Roy drags them back to the office, and everyone gathers round while they explain it. Ed is like, you should have just gone along with it, Al. Jeez. Gone along with it? Al in Ed's body screams, the Colonel kissed me! And then he goes kind of pale and whispers, my first kiss was the Colonel. So unfair. I don't even like boys. And Havoc, Breda, and Maze take this opportunity to excuse themselves so they can die laughing in the hallway, while Ed and Roy look kind of embarrassed, and Risa just regrets everything. Why is this idiotic pyromaniac her best friend again? And things settle down and continue on, and Roy is very, very careful about who's in Ed's body when in the future. And Al eventually gets his body back, and it's not sickly and dying, it's just kind of underfed. So this isn't too bad. And the very first thing he does is tackle Winry to the ground, and they lock themselves in her room for like 4 hours. Because time sure of Ed's body or not, none of them had felt comfortable with them having sex with Al in his body. And Winry even had to close her eyes when they'd kissed. And their souls have mingled so much that Al and Ed are almost telepathic with each other, which they think is the coolest thing ever, and literally everyone else despises, because they only abuse their new powers to be brats. Because that's what they do, obviously. And everyone lives happily ever after. The end.
I've been here the whole time!